Beanie Man, star of the Jamaican dancehall music style, is breaking into the American market. His new single is on the radio, he's got a video on MTV, and he's on tour. He stops in Philadelphia tonight. But there's a potential obstacle to his success. A recent stop in London drew attention to his anti-gay lyrics. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
Beanie Man's new single, Dude, is a summertime hit.
You want your proper fix? Call me. You want to get your kicks? Call me. You want your cheese chicks? Call me. May I be remix? Call me.
It's about one of his favorite subjects, sex. Another frequent topic led to questioning by London police in June. Acting on a tip from the gay rights organization Outrage, police questioned Beanie Man about whether his songs incite violence.
Well, I'm thinking of a new Jamaica.
In the four-year-old track, Damn, Beanie Man sings, I am dreaming of a new Jamaica, come to execute all the gays. In the radio version, the word gays was bleeped out. Beanie Man's London show was canceled, and some organizations in the U.S. are hoping venues here will do the same. Rita Odessa is executive director of the Pennsylvania Lesbian and Gay Task Force.
It is, in our view, completely unacceptable, morally and socially, to call for the murder of any class of people.
Beanie Man is not the first dancehall artist to sing about killing gays and lesbians. Buju Banton had a hit 12 years ago with the song Boom Bye Bye, which describes shooting a gay man in the head.
It's like boom bye bye in a body boy head. Who why not promote no nasty man, them off it dead.
What is new, according to gay rights activists, is intensifying violence against gays and lesbians in Jamaica. Sarah Green is a spokeswoman for Amnesty International in London.
Amnesty receives many reports of attacks on gay people in Jamaica. We receive reports of people being set upon, being beaten, attacked, cut, of lesbians and gay men being raped, being forced out of their communities. We believe that it's at crisis stage.
Amnesty International has launched a campaign to repeal Jamaica's so-called buggery laws, which specifically prohibit male homosexual acts. The campaign follows the murder in June of a prominent Jamaican gay rights activist. Brian Williamson was stabbed 70 times at his Kingston apartment. Police say the motive was robbery, not hate. And that sounds plausible to Donna Hope, who was born in St. Catherine outside Kingston. She's currently at Virginia's George Mason University on a Fulbright scholarship, writing her dissertation on dancehall music. She says dancehall fans don't take the lyrics literally.
People are not running down the street with sticks and stones, stoning a gay person to death. And I get the impression that there is a perception outside of Jamaica that this is what happens in our society. It doesn't happen that way. A lot of it is seen as wordplay.
But artistic license does not excuse homophobia, says Robert Carr, executive director of Jamaica AIDS Support. He says violence against gays and lesbians is a fact of life in Jamaica, and many dancehall singers know it.
They know very well that when they stand on a stage, or when they go into a studio and they preach about stabbing gays and raping lesbians, that they are preaching to the converted, and they know that it's a surefire way to have a DJ hit. They do it because it sells records.
Beanie Man did not respond to interview requests, but this week his label, Virgin Records, released a statement denying that he writes lyrics with, quote, the intent of purposefully hurting or maligning others, unquote. But the next day, his Jamaican manager, Clyde McKenzie, denied that Beanie Man was apologizing to gays and lesbians in particular.
In that statement, he had renounced advocacy of violence against any particular grouping. But even the question of an apology, you know, how that's worded, is not even, to me, significant.
Philadelphia gay rights activist Rita Odessa says Beanie Man, whose given name is Anthony Davis, needs to be clear about where he stands.
We asked Anthony Davis to please consider another statement, which would be far more explicit, that says to the people of Jamaica and to the people of Philadelphia and the United States that, as the Jamaicans would say, the motto of their country, out of many, one people.
If Beanie Man doesn't apologize, Odessa is calling on the local venue to stop him from performing, which promoters say they will not do. But if Beanie Man wants to crack the U.S. market, he may have to tone down his lyrics, says Donna Hope.
He's a Jamaican. He has to keep his authenticity, because if he does not keep that authenticity, then his music will die, because that is where dancehall comes from. At the same time, if he's producing music for a North American audience, I mean, I see it as a kind of censorship. There are certain restrictions placed on what is accepted here. Then he will have to temper his discussions.
Beanie Man's U.S. tour continues into November. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.